come with, I'm gonna get someone to help hand out a little agenda for you. And while, yeah, you can help. While Andy and Achilles are passing these out, we're gonna sing hymn number 143. It's called, "This Is My Father's World," right after we have an opening prayer. Actually, we'll sing the song first. On your agenda, we're doing it a little bit in reverse. Pastor Tim will have some words to share with us and a little prayer because he must leave the scene pretty early. He's got a lot of pressing family things going on. So we're going to have bump him up in the agenda to the top. Okay, welcome. And if you will join in with the song, "This Is My Father's World." You may stand if you feel like it, or sit, whatever you are comfortable with. And Carolyn has agreed to play it.
Appreciate y'all being flexible and allowing me to slide up here so that we can go. Esther texts me and she's like, "I'm sick, I'm just done." So she is really, really not feeling well at all. So I have to go and take Rita to her last game. But as I was thinking about this meeting, and as first would like to say to the financial committee and everybody that is over that and involved with that I appreciate their hard work and making hard decisions and tough calls. It was such a hard meeting that later that afternoon, Mike literally had a heart attack. So the work is not for the faint of heart. So, I do appreciate everybody's hard work. And as Bob is stepping away because of health reasons, we appreciate his over the years of everything he did for the church and how he poured himself out over years to be able to be where we are today, and appreciate him and everyone that really serves in this church. It's an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing church to be a part of. You know, so many churches within, especially when you start getting into the traditional church realm, and we are a traditional church predominantly, most of all the churches are fading away, and many of them are dying, and they are closing their doors. In the next 5 years, it's projected that 100,000 churches will close their doors forever, and most of them being in the very historical tradition. And it's an amazing thing when you look around and see that we're actually growing. And we're growing with younger families, we're growing with other ministry capabilities, and it's an exciting time to be a part of the church if you allow yourself to be excited about it. And so I encourage you to be excited about it. We have grown a lot in the past 2 years that we've been here. I'll never forget my first Sunday here, and there was about 23 people with, including my family of four, in the service that morning. And, somebody said that was actually a good Sunday for us. So we have gone forward, and we're continuing to go forward. And so I thank you for that. In John chapter 16, verse 33, I like what Jesus says here. He says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace." Because the reality is, if we look outside for peace, we'll never be able to find it if we're looking outside of the things of the Lord. They might be momentary pieces, they might be momentary happiness, but it will never be the true peace. And then he goes on after he says that whole thing about peace, and the reality is, he says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world." We have to maintain this attitude that Jesus has already overcome this world. Yes, in this life we're going to have troubles, we're going to have difficulties, we're going to have sorrows, we're going to have times where we're just like, oh, it doesn't seem like things are, but the reality is, Jesus has already overcome this world for us. And so no matter what we are going through as a church, as individuals, we need to take heart that he's already won the victory. And the victory is in Christ Jesus. So church, be joyful that he is still God. He is still on the throne. And we are, as a church, going to continue moving towards him and what he's called us to do. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come together. We thank you for the opportunity to open up and be able to see where we are at as a church, the reality of where we are at, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that we have an awesome past, Lord. Lord, we have a fruitful past of outreach, of community, of loving the least among us, Lord, of stepping out in faith many times, of stepping out in faith and building buildings. Lord, and we thank you for that heritage. Lord, but we're not going to just sit back and have our eyes focused on the past, but we are moving forward with what you've called the church for its future, Lord. And we thank you that in you we have a future, of continually building your kingdom, of continually reaching out to this community. And we thank you for that. Lord, we give you the honor and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Tim. Can we give it up for Pastor Tim? All right. And thank you, Carolyn, for playing that for us. Okay, Carolyn, if you have the minutes of our last congregational meeting, you may share that, and then we'll move right along.
This is not on, is it? It's kind of hard to...
All right, I have the minutes of the spring congregational meeting and of the called congregational meeting in June. All right, March 13. The meeting was called to order by the vice chairperson, Janet Sadenstricker, and a devotion was led by Judy Harmon. The congregation sang Solid Rock. The chairpersons of the functional departments reported the goals and plans of their committees for the coming year as follows. The minister, Pastor Tim Campbell, had words of encouragement and praise and plans another leadership session around the end of April. The chairman of the board, the Christian Education Guest Relations, Ken Charlton, Evangelism, Bonnie Gifford, resigned as chair and turned over duties to Charlie Arnold. Worship was Mike Teft, Outreach, Janet Sadenstricker, Property, Sid Harmon, Mike Teft, and Carolyn Jones, Diaconate, Sandra Rhodes, Living Endowment Fund, Bob Spain, Disciples Women, Janet Sadenstricker, Stewardship and Finance, Chip Arts, and the Elders, Gina Arts. Each one of these people had a written report, and these reports are on file and can be seen by anyone who requests to see them. And then there was a called congregational meeting on June 26. The meeting was called to order by the chairman of the board, Ms. Gina Arts, with a prayer. The purpose of the meeting was stated as an opportunity to expand our outreach by offering a contemporary service. Chip Arts moved to ask the Bridge Church to terminate their contract of renting space from us by January 1, 2017, so that we can offer a contemporary service. This was seconded by Christine Hodgkiss. There was much discussion, but the consensus was that we do need the space not only for the additional service, but also for the additional children of varying ages that we have now. The motion was passed with 20 yeses and 4 noes. The new service will begin on Saturday evening, September 10 at 6:30 p.m., and then move to Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on January 1, 2017. Each of these reports are submitted by Carolyn Jones, that's me, secretary to the official board.
Thank you, Carolyn.
And these minutes will be accepted as written. Moving on to the purpose of this meeting, the number one is the report from the nominating committee and election of new members by ballot. Christine, come on down. The nominating committee. Consisted of Chip Art, Christine Hodgkiss, Alice Langston, and Patricia Giel. And they were very dedicated, very attentive, and spent a good deal of time in prayer, in questioning, in studying what are these different roles, and looking at each person, looking at passion and willingness and gift, spiritual gift. And now a ballot has been prepared.
So if everybody could take a look at the papers that are being passed around. On behalf of the nominating committee, the slate of officers, we have spoke to everyone on the sheet and they have accepted their nomination now. If you will go down from officers, elders, diaconate, junior diaconate, and living endowment, put a check mark if you're in agreeance with what the committee has, the nominating committee has come up with. If you are in doubt of someone, you can mark their name through, or if there's someone on this list, then you can, or someone not on the list, then you can add them for what you may think they would be suited for. As far as the elders, we do normally have 3, so we are waiting back on a response from one of them. And when you're done, we'll collect them. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. And the ballots are being circulated right now. And if I could ask for a volunteer to help to go to the back and tally these, that would be great.
Can you put a check mark? Just a check mark by whomever, put a check mark by everybody if you're in agreement with them. If you're not, mark by name. If you want to add somebody that you think is beyond them, that's not, feel free to do so.
Or what is the check mark?
What may check mark? Yes. If you're nominating for everybody, you're going to be a check mark for us.
That's right. If you approve of the entire slate, one big check mark is great.
Or smaller.
Christine and maybe Sid Harmon, if you all could do the tallies up, that would be wonderful. Again, many thanks to the team who worked on communicating, calling, praying. It's kind of a thankless job, but we are here today to thank them for working on this.
Go ahead, everybody.
Next, I will be calling Chip Arts up, and he will be speaking to the congregation regarding the budget proposal for 2017. I'd like to take a moment and thank that budget committee who worked very hard on this. Chip Arts, Mike Teff, myself as ex officio sat on meetings, and Pastor Tim Campbell as ex officio also sat on meetings to create this document. I have to take a moment and give a yell out and thank you to Bruce Parker, because ever since Bob Cummings has been ill and not able to work in his position, he stepped up voluntarily and helped these Mike and Chip with the finance end of the church. So I have to say that right now to all of you. He is ill today, and so he's not able to be here, so he won't hear this till later. But please thank him. All right, Chip, if you want to come up, we will let you get kind of started.
Do you have one? Do you care about along with the committee, we did ask different folks. We did ask different folks in the ministry of service every time. So what they didn't relate discussion. The biggest glaring example at the top of the page. Yes, do you have a report? All right.
Okay, so this is my first time. Everybody who has been nominated has been approved by the church and the board and everybody in this room.
Yep. Do we know how many ballots were turned in?
Will you hold that?
Yep.
Thank you all so much, because that is that. Now, it's up to all of us to help these folks. Reach out and lift them up and be of support as they go about their functions with the church life and leadership.
Sorry.
One more picture for you.
21 ballots were turned in and all approved. That's just my notes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Okay, the biggest number that would jump out at the top of this year's budget is the difference of anticipated income. What we have done in the past through our estimated giving program, it's a very cumbersome process, and those of us that have been at the dinner realize that Bob and committee have usually spent well over an hour in the other room
pulling together the different estimated givings and tallying, and we were extremely excited that we had such a huge increase last year. It was hardly believable, and we looked at it all year. The giving that was coming in all year did not meet what that estimate of giving was. We still could not get our finger on why, where the number was artificially too high. This year, unfortunately, we didn't have Bob to participate in this. And so what we did is we went through and we basically automated that system to actually post to the members' account what their own estimate was of giving was at that time. During that process, we did find out where the error was last year, that there had been a couple members who had turned in estimate of givings actually early. And since it wasn't a direct post on their account, when they turned in their actual estimate of giving, there was a double count. So that was an unfortunate thing. The only good news in that higher estimate last year is we did not budget spending all that money because it still didn't look exactly right. So that's an explanation of last year. This year's, again, the estimate of giving is based on us, our church members, what we have turned in through the Consecration Sunday program. And we've attempted to try to balance that to our department expenses. And I'll go through that starting with the administration. The first item, and just to let you know how we normally do this thing, we usually, in budgeting, we usually skip the administration department and go to the other departments first, trying to figure out exactly our needs for paper, for supplies, for programs, for the different things that the department heads have turned in. And then we come back to the administration. Well, when we came back to it this year, it was obvious that our total was a lot leaner than what it had been. And right from the get-go, Pastor Tim just said, let's not try to put anything in for me. He goes, you know, we're still in the growing process, and that's the right thing to do. And the only reason I dwell on this, and maybe it's fortuitous that Pastor Tim isn't here, but I need to tell you, the man is doing three different services this year than what he has done last year. We have a Wednesday night service. We have a Saturday night service. Some of us have made the mistake of calling him our part-time minister, and he's never been a part-time minister except before he went under contract. Tim does have full-time office hours. He has full-time visitation. He attends all the meetings. He has been our full-time minister. The only thing part-time about Tim is his salary. And I'm not going to dwell on this, and this is not too confidential, but we'll be seeing it in the future. But Tim's insurance business that he has been doing part-time is starting to wind down. So the only reason I'm dwelling on that, I want everybody to know what a huge sacrifice our minister is making in his investment in this church. He has less money to operate on now than he's ever had, and he is still full speed ahead and not blinking. And that's a very gracious offer he made us to stay at a part-time salary. So moving on, there was no change in the minister of music this year. The church secretary, and it used to just say church secretary, and we added the word and office services, and we have an amount change there, a decrease. What we tried to do in the budget preparation was actually when we looked at each line to exactly figure out why is that line so high? Why is that line so low? Why are these things? And we're seeing, and I'll pull out One specific item in secretarial duties that also relates to copy machine usage, that also relates to paper usage, something as simple as the bulletin. The bulletins we buy, it has multiple pages. It's a very large document, and it takes a lot of time for our church secretary to do this. And unfortunately, we kind of hamstrung our secretary by the way we've structured our hours with her, that she was working 4 hours a day, 4 days a week, for a total of 16 hours. Well, the bulk of the work comes at the end of the week when we know what we're putting into the bulletin. We don't know that on Monday. So all of a sudden we're saying, well, wait a minute, you know, this bulletin thing is starting to be the dog wagging the tail instead of the other way around. So, you know, let's look at the bulletin as one issue and see how this could help alleviate you know, different processes. So we talked to Carolyn, and we've agreed that what we're going to do, and we're pretty sure it's going to work. And again, that bulletin was just an example. There are other things, and I'll talk about those in a minute. Is we're going to reduce her hours from the 16 hours a week that she's been working to 10 hours. And those 10 hours will be split into 2 days, 5 days a week, Thursday and Friday. She will be getting less money for less hours, but the committee went ahead and gave a small hourly increase on the hours that she is working. So even though she is taking a weekly cut in her paycheck, her hourly rate has gone up in that. The reason that we said church secretary and office services is we're also looking at such things as a more enhanced answering machine or answering services. Such things, and for very reasonable, you could have an answering service answer the phone and give light directions of instructions to people calling into Parkview Christian Church. You could have that for, you know, a 40-hour week. You could have it for a seven-day week. You could have it 24 hours a day. Have a live person pick up, and somebody called, I need to speak to the minister. All right, we'll get the message to him. Or what time are your services? Give it to him like this. So there's other ways of addressing this other than having a body in the office on a given day. So these are some of the things that we're looking at. We're looking at enhanced answering machine. You know, the ones that you hate. You know, push number one for this person, number two for this person, number three if you need to, all this. Well, some of them are actually good. Most of them aren't. So I'm not pushing this concept real strong. But there are answering systems that can be very beneficial and can give us a lot of the information. You know, push number six for a list of, you know, our people that are on our prayer list. Everybody has a phone. There's a lot easier ways of doing this, and we feel like this would be a better use of Carolyn's time to set up some of that information. Again, on the bulletin, and the rest of this budget will go pretty quick, so don't get bogged down that I'm spending a lot of time. But the bulletin, we are going to shorten in thickness. That information is still going to be available online. It's going to be available in pass-out sheets we'll have in the foyer with our church calendar, with our shut-ins. And so we're not going to lose anything. We're just reshuffling how it's going to be distributed. And hopefully this will save us some energy and some time. In the future, when we know how these church services are, what they are, and how we're going to pay for them, the next year's budget, there'll actually be a line item of their own. But since we didn't know that exactly, we incorporated it along with the secretarial salary. Custodian, we did have an increase this year over last year when we hired our cleaning crew. I know there's not going to be any discussion on this one. These guys are cleaning this church better than it's been cleaned since it was new. And this is their contractual rate, and we're fortunate to have them. Social Security went down again because of salaries going down. Office supplies went up because, again, a very detailed look at what we're spending and where we're spending it. Publications and mailing, $650 more accurately reflects that. Maintenance agreement, that's basically our copy machine. We run more copies out of this church than some average sized businesses. I mean, we in the thousands. We're looking at trying to figure out how that happens. But there are different copy machines that can possibly help our budget. This will be looked at more in the future also. For a net decrease of $1,052 in administration. Christian Ed, the big change was the change. There was a possibility of Tim and Esther going to the World Convention in 2017. The $1,000 that you see for 2016 was the first installment of that anticipated convention. It was not spent. Again, this is one of those things where Pastor Tim stepped up and said, no way am I going to use church money for a world convention out of the 2016 money and the 2017 money when we are tight on bucks. So there won't be any world convention, and there won't be the $1,000 from 2016 spent or anything from 2017. Evangelism materials, that's pretty much our pizza night. And that is a success. We've actually had church members come to us from pizza night. And again, this is a lot of what Tim has been saying lately. Out of the very small things we do, we get very big benefits. Membership, yearbook, that is a pretty much a set price. Membership materials, that more accurately reflects what we have been spending, not the $100, but $50. Receptions, we do like celebrating what we can and when we can, and that does that is a church program, so we've had to increase that a little bit. We haven't had any historian expenses for years, and if we do in the future, that would be a very small amount and would be paid out just non-budgeted. There were no changes in stewardship and finance other than the third item there, stewardship program. It's always been the consecration Sunday. We're not sure we're going to do that program this year, and so we just changed the title of it because there will be some type of stewardship drive this year. Property, custodial supplies. We really didn't have a handle on this. We are going to probably spend more than $200, but we don't have a handle on it. We got our new janitorial staff. They're taking inventory, preparing their list of what's needed. We didn't have a real good, strong dollar to put in here, so we said, well, we'll stay with it for now. Kitchen supplies, $200 better reflects that. Insurance, you would think this would be a very easy thing. There's only like three bills a year, but when you read them, it doesn't look like it ought to cost $5,300, but it is costing $5,300. It has cost $5,300. We're reviewing that to see you know, if we're missing anything or we're overinsured or whatever, and that's a constant work. Utilities, that's an up and down thing. We had a pretty mild winter last year, and we haven't gone over that dollar amount, so we're thinking that's a good dollar amount. Lawn maintenance is probably a dollar amount that will go up, but it might not. We're going to be doing our lawn This year, probably through volunteer efforts of our church members, and who knows, maybe sometimes we get a volunteer gallon of gas that way or something, but we'll wait and see. Church repairs, these are for small incidental repairs. Normally, if it's something big, we actually have to go out of our savings and dip into that, but that would be unbudgeted. Worship, no change in supply minister. The minister of music, last year when we adjusted that, we put all the overage into that line item of $3,100. $2,000 more accurately reflects what we do with all in his name and any organist or piano people we would have in our organist's absence. Communion supplies is pretty much right on. Choir supplies is flat, so we put a nothing in. Copyright, that did go up. We do need to start getting on top of that a little better, especially with the second service, because we are putting up many more different songs, and we just got to make sure we're doing things right. And we think we were a little lean on what we were doing before at $125, so we think that more accurately reflects. $2,000, unfortunately, this is a dollar amount that, you know, it would be great that we could at some point just totally work ourselves out of this expense. It's not a great thing to have a paid nursery attendant, but due to the size of our membership and the size of our little membership, we need a lot of help. And so in hoping and praying and planning ahead as our church grows, we will get more members that can help even more down there. I mean, we have a great staff. I mean, you know, at any given time, you know, we have moms down there and we're covering it, but we just need a little extra help. So, and that accurately reflects a year's worth of attendance. And that takes us for the total of worship is down just $175. So all the departments are down $1,075. And before outreach, we're down $2,100. Then we turn to the third page. And this is our outreach budget. This is why we come to church. This is why we have a church. This is why we reach out to others. And this is what we're reaching out with. Just a brief history. Years ago, our outreach used to be a 10%, and just because we thought it was the right thing to do, we raised it and said, no, we want 11% of our budget going to outreach. We just want more than what's been normal. And so we try. It's not an enormous amount of money, but I can also tell you that along with that $9,500 that does go out, we have special drives. We have the one right now going on with the Thanksgiving offering. We have multiple drives throughout the year. We have had guest ministers here, and we've given money directly to them for their mission work. And so this is a very giving church when it comes to outreach. And, you know, these totals should never be touched. Bottom line, and if there is any real bad news, and I'm going to tell you it's not real bad, our expenses for the first time, hardly, that I can remember, are over what our anticipated income is by the amount of $4,446. Now, that sounds a little painful, and it is a little painful, but there are things that are within our budget that we're probably not going to spend. So realistically, that's probably not going to happen. And normally in a given year, we usually get more income than is anticipated. This past year wasn't the case because we anticipated a little too much. So I have every reason to feel that $4,400 will actually be something less. Worst case scenario, it stays at $4,400. We currently have in our checking account enough money to carry us for 15, 16, 17 years of $4,000 shortages. And we know we're not going to be doing that for 15 years. We know what the type of growth we've had and what we're doing as a church. It's only going to be positive. You also notice, and it wasn't by mistake, it's just by hook or crook, that we had nothing budgeted for our second service. We're still in a growing transition on that. Our musicians, our volunteers, our time of putting the music up on the screen is volunteered. Now, will we ever have some expenses? You know, probably so. But at this time, we don't have any. And so the Budget, Stewardship, and Finance Committee is recommending accepting this 2017 budget in the amount of $92,217 for revenue and $96,663 in anticipated expenditures. Any questions for me?
Thank you, Chip, for that detailed report. And again, thank you to the team that has created this and labored over it. And to all volunteers that are giving up their service, sitting in this room is Sean McHugh and Liz Hewen, who are a viable part of the new second service. Let's give them a hand and thank them for their volunteering to do this. Oh yes, the room is full of nursery attendants that volunteer. Thank you so much. This recommendation to accept this budget has come from the stewardship department. There's no second required, and I'm not hearing questions. We'd like to take a vote by hand. All in favor of accepting this budget as presented, please raise your hand. And if I could get Chip and Sid to help me count. Keep your hand up, please.
Yays.
Any opposed? Please raise hand. Okay, the ayes have it. I thank you very, very much for your working on this. To close up our meeting, there's just one quick thing that I want to add, and this is from the Endowment Committee, and I have three members that are here: Chip Art, Jennifer Mowry, and Patricia E. No, not Teresa, sorry. What this is about is Shirley Bird brought me a paper describing an opportunity where we would use $375 and purchase a banner. It's a big banner, about 6 foot long, 4 foot wide. This banner would say our church's name, address, our email, and maybe all are welcome. Some sort of an invitation. It would hang in the gymnasium of Western Grant High School for a full year from now. There is money, quite a bit, still left in our living endowment fund. We have almost $3,000 left unspoken for. And if you remember, last year we used some money for advertising and the placemat of Nick's restaurant. Two things appeal to me personally about this. One
we get to keep the banner after it's made. If we don't want to hang it again the next year, two, it's a positive message in an area high school right down the street. And three, we're helping the other money that's helping to support Western Branch Athletics. And that's a good thing for young people. So I put it out to you. This is coming from the endowment committee. And so I would like to hear, is there a motion that we accept it? Gina.
A move.
And we have a motion. A second, please.
A motion from who?
Okay. That was from John Deal. Mike seconded. And you pretty much have heard the detail. I have the form here about it if you want to see. And I'm going to ask possibly Janet Sodden-Stricker and Mike to help to design it with a nice looking layout. So it will be happy and pleasing for all of you.
Right? I'm just curious. Who's going to be making the sign?
I don't know the company that makes it.
But
it is a durable material, like a hard plasticky material.
And the public schools are allowed to do that for the church?
I asked that, and apparently they are.
So the other churches do that?
There is another one of the churches. There's that banner.
Is there a specific area, like availability?
It's a big, wide, lengthy wall where it's very visible.
Okay. So it's just not going to be behind the bleachers.
Oh, right? No.
I just want to make sure.
Is it pretty much
at least visible? Like everyone can see it. Yeah, with football and everyone with basketball games and stuff.
All right. So it is an opportunity. All right, let's call for the vote. All in favor of getting this banner that would be hanging in Western Branch High School gymnasium for 12 months, full 12 months. The $375 would come out of living endowment fund. Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. All right, I thank you very, very much. Carolyn, you got all that? John Peel.
Who did the motion?
Mike. Excuse me, Mike seconded. There are a couple of dates to remember at the bottom of your agenda when you take that home. And just to wrap it up, we're going to close with prayer. And I, as your board chair, want to say thank you. Programs and ministries have expanded.
skin. We've embraced the diaper drive.
Yeah.
We love that. And now we are going to try a poop drive. And that will be going on as we speak. It will start in 2 weeks. Chip said, our special offerings have been powerful. I sat down last week and I added it up. You as a congregation in 2016 and up to October gave over $2,600 in just in outreach and special funding. I mean, that's not the budget. That's over and above. You did. Spiritual growth. Liz McEwen. Being willing with Pastor Tim to give us a second service.
Yeah, that's
different. It is Saturday night, and I can come in my shorts if I want to. But it has been a blessing. Last night there were 32 people in attendance and all praising God. That's what it's about. More outreach, more spirit, more spiritual growth. The Great Commission, each one of us, to embrace it, to get out there, tell about it, tell about the love of God, and invite folks in. So from me, your chairman of the board, thank you, I love you all, and just what a blessed day. Let's pray. Father God, we do praise you as we lift your name up and we put you ahead of everything. For from you comes all blessing. It is only through you we are where we are and what we are. It is by the grace of God that has been given to all of us. It is through you that Parkview Christian Church is what it is and is striving to be. It is through you, God, that we have life. And the goal and gift of life eternal through what your Son, Jesus Christ, did. Thank you, Father God, for all these people right here in this room and what they've done in years past and in years to come. Be with all those that are in great need, those who are sick, bereaved, those who are home due to stress, due to life problems. Be with those, Father God, and let them feel your healing hand. We ask all of this in Jesus' sweet name. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Thank you again. Have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, I want a nice suggestion or idea here.
Want this game?